Religion's increase of sin. 2 Corinthians 11:20. For you suffer if a man brings you into bondage, if a man devours you, if a man takes of you, if a man exalts himself, if a man smites you on the face. Over the centuries, religion, to keep its hold on the masses, has made many more things sinful than really are. By doing so, religion keeps increasing the need of itself. In fact, if we have had religious influence pressed upon us in our lives, many things that we have known as sin may indeed not be so. Religion always seeks to make new lists of sins. I have personally heard strange lists of sins over the years, such as window shopping, reading the newspaper, men shaking hands with women, playing cards and billiards, going swimming, wearing wire-rimmed glasses, men parting their hair down the middle, buying gas on Sunday, wearing shorts, chewing gum, wearing cowboy boots. The list is endless. These, of course, are absurd, but even some of the more popularly accepted list of sins are to be subject to the scrutiny of the Word of God. Religion keeps adding to their sin catalog. How many things do we regard as sin that in all actuality are only the chains of religion? If something is said to be sin long and hard enough, does it make it sin? No. Only God can define sin. Don't give up your free man status in Christ for bondage in the sins of the religious system. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ that there's nothing unclean of itself, Romans 14:14. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. I will not be brought under the power of any. 1 Corinthians 10:23 and 6:12.